Today I want to talk to you about that there's nothing temporary about the cross. There's nothing temporary about the cross. Everything was now finished. Our lives all come to this point in time. Not likely crucifixion, sometimes tragically, sometimes by accident, but we all know that our lives, when our lives are coming to that finishing point. You know, I bought an old Falcon wagon, a Ford Falcon wagon many years ago, and it was an old car when I bought it, and I thought I'd get a couple of good years out of it, which I did, before it started hiccuping in all kinds of areas. And one time I was just simply driving the car along and the car just turned itself off. No warning, died. You know, there are moments in our lives, if you are anything like me, that we wish we could turn it all off sometimes. Some problems simply seem to be overwhelming to deal with, or too complex, or too overbearing, and we wish the problems would simply just go away. But that's part of our life on earth. As complex as a problem may be, however long-suffering you are, our lives are temporary. What we have temporarily. And the disciples were feeling much like this. Their world seemed to make no sense at this time, 2014 years ago. They were saying, as we've heard, why, what for? Surely not. But this is the beauty of the cross. Because although Jesus said it was finished, he had planned for this moment his entire life. And the Bible says he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Luke 23:46 says this about the same verse, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus declared that his work was finished and then he gave up his spirit. So many things can make up our lives to keep us going. We might go for a swim because we need the exercise. We go to the gym because we're feeling a bit fat. We go to the doctor because we're not feeling well. We go on a diet, well, because we need to. Go to the dentist to get our teeth checked. We go to the physiotherapist because we're not feeling so good. Our muscles aren't working correctly. Go to work because we need the money or just simply because it fulfills time in our day. We go to the petrol station because we're running out of fuel. Get the kids to school on time. The list goes on and on and on. We are constantly spinning and juggling plates to keep our lives going, or our children's lives going to the level that society dictates for the most part. I want to say this morning, make this point that Jesus doesn't do temporary repairs. He had planned for this day to occur. John 1 declares that Jesus is the eternal Son of God who called the world into being. He is the one sent to earth by the Father in order to reveal him to men. He was lifted up on the cross because it was the will of his Father to draw all men unto himself. There was nothing temporary about Jesus. There was nothing about him that was a quick fix. He was not living from an earthly perspective. He was living and dying to set people free. I have a picture of the cross in our foyer, which I'd love to show right now. Phil Pringle painted our cross in the foyer in a modern contemporary manner for a reason, so that we have a clear image of what the cross truly represents. The very first thing you have to see is that Jesus is not on this cross. He is not a God of the temporary, and he doesn't do temporary repairs. He's not putting patches on stuff in our lives until the next time. Rather, at the cross, it truly is finished. His task has been completed. My old Falcon, after a temporary repair, kept going. And it went on another trip, and this time it overheated. There is only so much money you can put into an old car. But again, I decided on a temporary repair because, well, you just don't pour good money into something that's dying. I could never push that car hard again. I could never use the air conditioner when I most needed it. See, I had never dealt with the root problem. I had never got to the core of the issue. It simply wasn't worth it. But Jesus wasn't about to give up on us. He saw every one of us as completely worthwhile. In fact, the Bible is clear. He made sure he had fulfilled every single prophecy about him before he went to the cross. Even down to taking that sour wine before he gave up his spirit to the Father, because Jesus was, even at death, sure of his purpose for living. In John 10, 17 and 18, it says this: "The Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may have it back again. No one can take my life from me. I lay down my life voluntarily, for I have the right to lay it down when I want to, and also the power to take it again, for my Father has given me this command." Jesus laid down his life. Jesus gave up his spirit. It was not taken from him. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead, so he called for the Roman military officer in charge and asked him. And Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus had died so soon. Even the timing of his death was indicative of his sovereign control over all things. There is nothing temporary about the Lord Jesus Christ, even in death by crucifixion. Because Jesus died when he did, his legs would not be broken, as was the usual custom. The two criminals on either side of him, their legs were broken. But not Jesus, because he's given up his spirit voluntarily to his Father. He was still in control, even at death. There's nothing temporary about Jesus. He purposely laid down his life for you and me. Everything was under his sovereign control. So there's nothing temporary about Jesus. And then he said those words, "It is finished." What I haven't told you so far about that Ford Falcon was that I was down in Busselton at the time when it overheated. There's only so much that a temporary repair can cope with. And at that point, I knew that car was finished. But when Jesus said it was finished, rather than it being the end of the disciples moving on, just as we do eventually after losing a loved one, this was different. He was in fact prophesying that what he had now accomplished on the cross enabled every man, woman and child freedom from their temporary lives they lead on earth. Even Pilate, the man who sent Jesus to the cross, knew it. He was not going to change the declaration above the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And when the centurion stood in front of Jesus and saw that he breathed no more, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." And the background of the cross of Christ represents his blood shed for all mankind. If we put the PowerPoint back up, the white represents his divinity, the blue, the clear blue sky. The black represents the horrors of the cross, the golds and yellows his victory. The cross could not hold him down. It was finished. not some time in the future, not by some temporary measure, but now Jesus had done what he had come for. He gave up his spirit. The sword was thrown in his side. No bones were broken, just as it was prophesied. Sin separates God and people. But when Jesus said it is finished, he was offering a permanent solution to an otherwise temporary life. Colossians 1:20 says this, "And by him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross." We are completely set free from sin through Christ's death. God removes all sin. He is the only one who can. Everything keeping us from God, Jesus has removed through his blood. Sin is the basis of all our problems. Yet we seek solutions to these problems through a thousand other ways, but all of them are temporary repairs until we recognize what Jesus has done on the cross. And when we fail to deal properly with sin, we only ever continue struggling with those unsolved problems. But Jesus has got to the root of the problem. It's the natural instinct for us to try and get right with God through our own efforts. If I'm a good person, if I can just do this, everything will be all right again. But we live in a temporary world unless we have Christ at the heart of everything we are doing. And what the cross represents is that Jesus died for us because our good works cannot save us or get us into right relationship with God. You cannot gain salvation through your own effort. Rather, it came to us through the blood of Christ. And that's why he was able to say, "It is finished." Wow. We cannot justify our life without Christ because in doing so, we leave out the fact that he died on the cross for us. Anything else we may try is temporary. So I want to ask you this morning, will you come to the cross today? It is a place of acceptance and love. There is nothing you can do to gain his attention. He died for you the way you are. And that's the reason he said it is finished. There is nothing temporary about Jesus. Allow your sin to be washed by the cross and what it represents. He has set you free from sin. The sin that keeps us in temporary, always just out of reach of his love. If I just do that, if I would just go there, if I can just do this, oh, I'll try this. God's already done it. See, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about a relationship. Jesus showed us that relationship. I did end up doing another temporary repair on my old Falcon, but in the end, I just couldn't wait to get rid of it. I could do well without it. The cross is a great revealer of truth. The cross is a measure of the magnitude of our sin. The way men mocked God on that day is a scary thought. It is just such sin that required the cross to cure it. Some things can't be cured but by what Christ has done for you and me. I'd like us to bow our heads, close our eyes. Please, if we could just stay in the auditorium just for this next few minutes, I'd appreciate it. The cross is the measure of God's hatred of sin. The cross is also the measure of God's love and grace poured out to stamp sin out and save humanity from temporary repairs. Isaiah 53:10 says this, "But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and fill him with grief. Yet, when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have a multitude of children, many heirs." And so I want to ask you, with your heads bowed and eyes closed today, have you received Jesus as Lord of your life? If you're here this morning, if you've never received Christ as Lord, there is nothing you can do. Christ has already done it for you. But will you take his hand? Will you accept him for what he has done? And no longer live a life of temporary repairs, but a life of purpose and meaning through relationship with what Jesus has done for you. And live in his resurrection life. Why don't we stand just for a moment this morning? If you're here today, keep your eyes closed, every head bowed. You haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life. Or you're here today and you have received him some time ago, but you know you're not living in relationship with him now. You've decided to go back to that temporary life. God loves you. He's shown that. He's taken that sin, the black, which represents all the things that we can't solve. But the good news is that there's victory through what Christ has done. Sunday's coming. He's not dead, he's alive. So today, will you experience God's life? So I'd like us to pray this prayer together this morning. And at the end of this prayer, if you've prayed this prayer for the first time or you'd like to recommit your life to Christ, please, I just ask you to pop up your hand at the end of the prayer and say, "Yeah, Pastor, pray for me. Nigel, please pray for me. I'd love to commit my life afresh to what Christ has already done for me. No longer do I want to live a temporary life." Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Forgive me of my sin, Lord. I know that I can't solve all the problems in my life myself. I realize my life is temporary. I give my heart to you today. Come into my life. I commit to your ways. I love you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for what you've done on the cross for me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've prayed that prayer, I would love to pray with you before we finish this service. If you haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life this morning, or you know in your heart that you're out of relationship, it's time to quit the temporary repairs and get right with God. On the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? Anyone else this morning say, "Yeah, that's me. My temporary life's finished. It's over. I want to live a life of purpose. Just want to give it another moment." Thank you, sir, for popping up your hand. Fantastic. I'm going to pray with you in a moment. Just 30 more seconds. Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anyone else today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you've come with someone this morning, would you mind stepping out of your seat and coming forward? I'd love to pray with you. Just take this moment. That man that put up his hand, and I think it was a lady, please come. Come on, let's give him a hand for making that bold step. Yeah. Please join me, sir. That's fantastic. Thank you, sir. Come on, let's give him another hand. Some cakes, courage. Hello, sweetheart. Morning. What's your name? Jason. Good to see you. Bless you. Good to see you. I smell like Africa. I've just come back from Africa. Shall we pray together? Pray, Father, I commit my life into your hands. Today, I receive of your Spirit. Refresh my soul today. I'm yours. I won't live in the past. I won't live in a temporary zone. Set me free today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless Jason, Father. Lord, I thank you. Power of heaven. Power of heaven. More. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's a new day, Jace. It's a new day. It's a good day. Sweetheart, Pastor Charlie's here. He's just going to take 2 minutes with you. God's all over you. Just stay here for a second, Jace. Father, Lord, let this be a transformation of Jason. Let it be a brand new day. Let his life turn around 100%. Oh, Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Awesome. Please, Pastor Charlie, I'll just for 1 minute, just go with Pastor Charlie. He'd love to give you a Bible, Jason. Yeah. Thanks, guys. If you just go with Pastor Charlie for 1 minute. Thanks, Mel. Fantastic. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning.